Are you ready to change your life for the better? Welcome to Mind Body Budget. I'm your host, Maddie Rose, back again to share realistic tips for your personal growth. I work in finance and I'm passionate about self-help. I want to bring you resources and information that can help improve your life. Everybody deserves free access to knowledge that can help improve mental, physical, and financial wellness. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and even information that isn't necessarily applicable depending on where you're currently at. There are many levels to a mental, physical, or financial journey, especially as you're exploring newfound adulthood in your 20s. The first step in getting better in any of these areas is knowledge, having the facts so you can weigh your options. I hope to bring some insight to hot topics, beneficial topics, fun topics, and ultimately, topics that I'm energized by, you're going to hear about, and hopefully they can get you started on your self-improvement journey. As I was making this episode, I was planning a road trip vacation to go see some national parks and monuments within driving distance from where I live. I'm from the Midwest, where an 11-hour drive across the states is nothing, especially when you make someone else drive. I'm a passenger princess, what can I say? My trip highlights were Theodore Roosevelt, the Badlands, Crazy Horse, Mount Rushmore, and Jewel Cave. I'm home now for my trip, and I'm so happy to sleep in my own bed with my lovely cat, Robin. But it's getting to be that time of year, travel time. With school almost out and the nice weather rolling in, it's about time for vacations, trips to the beach, exploring the outdoors, camping, lounging in the sun, and maybe enjoying an adult beverage, or two, or three. As you're defrosting, it's a great time to plan vacations and pick out some places you want to travel. Lately, I've been trying to travel to new states and places that I haven't been to before. Not only did I get to visit North Dakota over last weekend, but I'm planning a trip to New York City for fall. I gotta say, there was a lot of nothing in North Dakota, but I don't have room to talk as a Nebraskan. But it was a mostly peaceful adventure with lots of bison and prairie dogs. Traveling is one of my passions. I'm a true believer in spending money on experiences. I know a lot of people want to do it, a lot of people fantasize about it, but the price tag for traveling can sometimes discourage those who want to do it. I know it seems like you need to be crazy rich to travel the world, but that's not necessarily true. If you're passionate about seeing the world, there are ways to travel that won't make you bankrupt. There are ways that you can organize your trips in an intentional and mindful way so that you can spend less money than those who don't do their research. So if traveling is important to you, but you need ideas to save money so you can get there, I can help with that. In this episode, I'll be going over 10 tips that can help you save money while you're traveling. Number 1. Plan ahead. Overall, the common theme to saving money while you're traveling is research, research, research. I think this is the hardest part for people who aren't very experienced at planning trips because it's time-consuming and takes a bit of effort. I've planned many trips over the years, and I like to consider myself someone who's pretty skilled at coordinating trips, especially because I like to travel alone. If you travel alone, you realize how much responsibility for the success of the trip is on your shoulders and how much planning, details, bookings, and considerations goes into a trip. The beauty of traveling alone is how much control you have over every single thing you do. So I'm a huge advocate for solo travel, but there are ways you can go on fun trips by yourself or with others that are well within your budget. As the saying goes, you can buy anything but not everything. So check flights in advance and see what prices are looking like on different dates. If you're flexible for when the trip is planned, then you can book flights when they're cheapest. Typically, planning ahead will save you money. Another instance where this might be helpful is planning trips around freebies. As I mentioned, I recently visited some national parks in the US, and admittedly, I didn't do this on purpose, but April 20th is a day when you can get into national parks for free. Coincidentally, I was traveling around two national parks over that weekend, and in 2024, there are 6 days that the national parks in the United States, which do charge an entrance fee, will offer free admission to everyone. I'll list the dates if anyone is interested in this, and I'll add a link for the National Park website as well. The 6 dates are January 15th, birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., April 20th, first day of National Park Week, June 19th, the next one is Juneteenth, National Independence Day, then August 4th, anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act, September 28th, National Public Lands Day, and November 11th, Veterans Day. So take note of these dates if you want to plan a trip to a national park sometime this year. Maybe next. Some cities offer free entrances to museums or parks on a certain date. You might be able to plan your trips around these dates of discounts or free admission to save some money. This is why it's important to research beforehand what you want to do and where you want to go when you're traveling. Usually buying plane tickets a few months out will be better than buying last minute. Often, the later you wait, the more risky it is that you'll be paying more. Planning ahead will help you have options and time to figure out what makes the most sense for you. Tip number 2, get creative with where you spend the night. Compare prices on hotels and Airbnbs to make sure you're getting the best deal. You might consider staying in a hostel for a cheaper price. I've had great experiences staying in hostels in Denver and Canada when I was traveling by myself. You'll also probably feel a lot safer sleeping in a room full of women if you're also a woman and traveling by yourself. Staying in hostels also gives you opportunities to meet new people or ask questions about the area. I've been so lucky in meeting new friends while I'm traveling. The last time I stayed in a hostel was when I traveled to Colorado by myself to climb a mountain. While I was staying in a hostel in Denver at the beginning of the trip, I met a woman about my age who was also traveling there by herself. We ended up going thrifting together and grabbing drinks at a rooftop bar, and we still follow each other on Instagram. Beautiful experience. Honestly, the best parts about traveling and pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone are the moments that you can't predict and that you didn't anticipate. If you're traveling with a group of people, you can share a room or split costs of where you're staying, which can really help lower the amount you spend. Much like having a roommate to pay half of rent, it is less costly if you have someone to travel with to split the cost of a hotel room. Another option is to try camping for a night or a couple nights on your trip if this is feasible for where you're traveling to. Some people are probably shaking their heads listening to this, but I'm an outdoorsy girl, so this appeals to me. This is not for everyone. But staying at a campground is incredibly cheaper than staying at a hotel. You're looking at $10 or $20 a night on average to stay at a campground. In this case, you would need to bring camping gear and prepare for that, but it can spice up your trip. I've also seen programs that you can exchange working for staying somewhere while you're traveling. That's another option if you're trying to travel on a budget. You'll benefit from comparing the prices of where you stay on your trip because this tends to be one of the biggest expenses when traveling. Number 3, be mindful of spending on food and drinks. This is also one of the largest expenses when traveling. Try to buy snacks at the store before you leave and bring those with you on the road trip rather than having to stop and buy something that might be more expensive. You'll almost always spend less on food from the grocery store than on food at a restaurant. If you're staying in an Airbnb, you might have a kitchen that you can use to cook food rather than going out. You can visit a local grocery store when you're on your trip to stock up on groceries for a few days in your Airbnb. Not only will this be cheaper, but it'll likely be healthier. Take advantage of free breakfast if you're staying at a hotel that offers it. You can even grab foods like fruit from the free breakfast to save as a snack for later. If you do go out to eat for a meal, you might consider going out to lunch instead of dinner to save money since dinner entrees tend to be a bit more pricey. Pay attention to the price of what you're ordering when you're out. I already do this no matter where I go, and I assume other people might do the same. I'm not trying to make you obsessive about this, just aware of where you can improve your spending habits. And if you can avoid eating in touristy areas, you'll save money. Tourist traps are the biggest drains on your money when traveling. If you have the time to search or ask around, find the places that the locals actually go to eat. With drinks like sodas or Gatorade or energy drinks, you can do the same thing and buy them at a grocery store prior to traveling if you're taking a road trip. I also encourage you to bring your own water bottle so you don't have to constantly buy bottles of water when you're out and about. I never leave my house without my trusty water bottle. It's a comfort item for me at this point. You'll also want to be mindful with alcoholic beverages or cocktails, which can be expensive no matter what city you're in, but even more expensive when traveling or on cruises. You might try to take advantage of happy hour to save money on beverages. If you can, buy your own alcohol at the store or bring your own alcohol. An example of this is on my last cruise I went on to the Bahamas. They allow each adult to bring an unopened bottle of wine. And you bet I did that. And I did not buy the unlimited drink packages because that seemed too expensive to me to make it worth it. I'm also big on pre-gaming when I'm going to an event that I anticipate the cost of drinks will be ridiculously high. Then Uber on over. I just can't justify spending more than $10 on a drink. But when in doubt, not drinking alcohol will always serve you better than drinking. I mean, who wants to be hungover on vacation? Most of us have definitely been there, but even saying no to those final rounds of drinks near the end of the night will make you feel better and save you money. Keep an eye on what you're spending on food and drink, since those costs can really add up quickly. Number 4. Travel during off-peak season times and price compare your flights. If you're flexible when you're traveling, you may be able to get better deals. I've often found that flights on the weekend are cheaper because most people don't want to travel on a Saturday. If you're flexible on what days of the week you're traveling, then you can save quite a bit of money on your flights. There are different websites and tools that you can use online to compare prices of flights or that alert you when the cost of a flight has dropped. These can come in handy for finding the best deals. You might also compare direct versus nonstop to see which is less expensive when planning your trip. Also, please be mindful of the luggage fees through certain airlines to make sure you aren't getting a discount on your ticket, but paying extra for luggage. That's a sneaky hidden fee for some airlines and how they might cut the cost on the ticket prices. At least I assume they might be doing that. I like to go through airlines that don't charge a fee for a carry-on and personal item. And sometimes when you sign up for a flight, the airline will try to have you pay for a checked bag online before you get there. I don't remember which airline this happened through, but a few years ago I hadn't flown or traveled in quite a while because of COVID, and it was unclear to me if I could bring on a carry-on for free plus the personal item, so I ended up checking a bag online and paying a fee for the carry-on. Then, when I got to the airport, the person taking my bag laughed at me for paying for a checked bag when the carry-on was free. The more you know. Now I would never check a bag online before getting to the airport unless I'm crystal clear on the airline's luggage policy. Look into it and make sure you don't carry on things you're not allowed to so you can avoid throwing away your items when you're going through security. That's a huge waste of money if you buy things to take with you on vacation only to find out you aren't allowed to. There's a lot of items that you can't fly with, so make sure to check those online. You can also consider taking your trip when there are less people visiting the destination you're going to. Think avoiding New Orleans on Mardi Gras, or avoiding New York City when the ball is dropping on New Year's Eve. Of course, there are certain experiences that are based on a certain time of year, so if your goal is to experience that place when a certain event is happening, it's unavoidable and you'll just have to deal with the crowds and eat the cost of more expensive tickets and hotels. But this is a great idea if your trip isn't limited to a certain time of year. Most people with families are traveling during summer vacation, so if you're lucky to have flexibility, you might be able to save money and avoid crowds by traveling at times of the year other than that. Regardless of your flexibility, you should still be price comparing between different airlines and flights to get yourself the best deals. Number 5. Intentionally plan free activities into your schedule on your trip so you aren't spending money every minute of the day. Let me give you some ideas for this one. You can find public parks and trails that you can go on for free. You can bring food to have a picnic at a park. Bring a book with you and read for a bit. I love knocking out some of my reading goals when I'm on vacation. You can bring board or card games with you to play when you're back at your hotel or wherever you're staying. I'm a big fan of Uno or Solitaire. Some museums have free entrance, so you can go to those. Window shopping is free if you want to explore shopping areas where you're at to see what's around. It's also free to explore farmers markets or flea markets. I went on a trip to Kansas City last year, and they had an amazing farmers market that I really enjoyed just walking around and looking at all the booths. A lot of farmers markets have free samples, so you can take advantage of those as well. Taking some cool pictures around where you're traveling is free, and you'll get to take home some memories. A special part of traveling is getting to experience the area like a local and visit the areas where the people who live there spend their time. Also, one of my absolute favorite free activities when I'm on vacation is watching Forensic Files on the TV in the hotel room. It's a tradition for me at this point. I have a twin brother who I don't think I've mentioned before, but my twin brother and I are obsessed with true crime. So every time we go on vacation, we're looking for true crime to watch. If you're staying at a hotel with a pool, you can also go swimming or enjoy the hot tub if they have one, because those are way better than pools. You can plan to spend time on these kinds of free, simple activities to help limit your spending while traveling. Number 6. Focus on the experiences rather than the souvenirs. This one might be controversial, but I'd rather spend more money on the experience of the trip rather than buying a keychain or t-shirt or bringing back a souvenir for everyone. You don't need a t-shirt for every place that you've traveled before. If you find something unique or something you love, I encourage you to take it home with you. And if you actually love buying souvenir t-shirts, then I'm not here to stop you. But be mindful of what you're bringing back home in your suitcase and how much use you'll actually get out of what you're bringing home. Souvenirs in touristy areas tend to be really expensive and not high-quality items, and you can only have so many keychains. I've often heard the advice to spend money on experiences rather than material items to make the most of your money. I agree with that advice. Your fun memories and experiences contribute to a rich inner life that can't be bought as designer handbags and luxury cars. An example of an experience I like to buy when I'm in new cities is getting tattoos. They last forever, and I get to experience getting tattoos from new artists in different cities. I have so many cool tattoos I've picked up on my travels. I even got a tattoo while I was in North Dakota. Side note, I do extensive research before stepping foot in a tattoo shop. I read reviews for the best tattoo shops in the area I'm visiting, and I always look at their work online to make sure they do solid work in the style that I like. Then I make sure they take walk-ins because I'm not so organized that I plan tattoo appointments in advance when I'm traveling to a new state. Maybe one day. And yes, tattoos are expensive, but they're stickers for your skin, one of my favorite accessories that lasts forever, and I'm paying for the experience with an artist to have their art on my body. Tattoos are important to me, so I think that's worth the splurge. Everybody has their passions and interests, so lean into spending on your favorite stuff while on vacation. Leave behind the touristy purchases that you'll never use and splurge on the rich experiences that you value most, so you can take those home with you instead. Number 7, narrow down the experiences that matter the most to you and leave the rest behind. This goes along with the last one, but you realistically can't have every experience when on vacation. You'll likely have a limited time frame, so you'll need to be specific in picking what fills that time. It doesn't matter what you're supposed to do. What matters is what you actually want to do. Reflect on the experiences you enjoy and make sure you plan activities around your interests. You can tailor your travels to what you're interested in to make a good vacation a great vacation. Something I love to do is thrifting in new cities. A little over a year ago, I went on a trip to LA to visit my friend, and obviously, California is not cheap. But I thrifted some new clothes and books that I really enjoyed, and it was an inexpensive way to bring back items that I truly valued. Now every time I wear that sweatshirt I thrifted in Cali, I think about that trip, and it's a really special article of clothing for me. I've done this in a few places, and I find it exciting to thrift in different cities, especially ones that might have more variety and unique treasures. I know thrifting might be an unusual way to spend time when you're traveling, but some of my favorite clothes and memories are from thrifting when I'm traveling. Think about your favorite things to do, even when you're not on vacation, and you can integrate those things into your travels to make it more fun for you. Number 8, use public transportation. This is usually one of the cheapest ways to get around when you're traveling. You can really feel like a local by doing this. If you're using Ubers to get around when you're traveling, those can add up. If you can take the subway, tram, train, or bus, you'll save money. When I lived in Denver, I'd take buses to work, and that was super cheap public transportation. I've even taken a bus ride all the way to Toronto, Canada, from Nebraska. At the time, the Greyhound bus ticket was cheaper than a plane ticket, and I enjoyed the long-distance road trip, but lately it seems that bus rides of that distance are about the same cost as a plane ticket, but it depends. No harm in checking just to see if the prices are better. Some of you might prefer to take buses if you're uncomfortable flying, so that's an option. Public transportation within a city will most likely be cheaper than renting a car or calling an Uber. You can also rent a bike or scooter in a lot of cities to get around that way, which might be more fun. I don't trust myself on those things, though, so I probably wouldn't do that, or I'll end up with a concussion on my vacation, but to each their own. Look into the public transportation in the area you're traveling to figure out where you can save. Number 9. Free flights or credit card rewards. As a pretty frequent traveler, I should really listen to the people who do these types of things. I'll admit this isn't something I've done, but I've heard amazing benefits about the power of loyalty rewards and credit card points. There are certain types of people that this type of tip will be helpful for. If you max out credit cards and have a hard time paying back debt, then the credit card rewards maybe isn't for you. But you may be able to get rewards and cash bonuses for your loyalty to a specific airline or regular use of a credit card. But try to always pay off your credit card every month so you're not leaving a running balance to accrue high interest. Avoid high interest debt. You don't want to deal with that. Debt is icky, especially the high interest kind. Credit card rewards are probably not worth it if you're paying extra in high interest debt. If you happen to have a credit card or fly through the same airline often, you should look into loyalty rewards or cash bonuses you can receive for being a regular customer. Brand loyalty is a great way to save money if you're already going to spend the money to travel. And finally, tip number 10, create a budget for yourself before you leave so that you can stay on top of tracking your spending while you're traveling. It's far too easy to overdo it while you're traveling with the win in Rome mentality. Yes, you should absolutely splurge on the experiences that you value most, or maybe even a couple of items that you really like, but you'll need to pick and choose what is the most valuable to you to stay within your budget. Leave behind the experiences and costs of things that aren't exciting to you. Before I go on a trip, I like to plan out the estimated expenses beforehand so I can create a budget of what I'm allowed to spend while traveling. I have an emergency savings account that I can always transfer more if there were some type of situation that requires more money than what I budgeted for myself. As I'm spending money, I take note of what I spend in the notepad of my phone, and I always round up to make sure I'm not short on cash. Then I can subtract that amount from my budget every day to calculate how much I have left to spend. Some budgeting tips. Leave a leeway balance in your budget so you don't overspend your account. Rounding up helps with this, but I always like to leave at least $50 as a buffer in case there's an unexpected expense, or I forget about something I bought and forget to subtract it from my balance, or simply if I do the math wrong. There's lots of room for human error. Never count on perfection. You don't want to deal with the fees involved of overspending a checking account. Being on the conservative side of money will often save you. This is helpful for everyday budgeting and budgeting while on vacation. A few months ago, I was overcharged on a bill by the company I have renter's insurance through due to a technical issue with their systems. The bill is only $13 every month, but they accidentally charged it like 4 times instead of the 1 time it rightfully needed to be charged. Unfortunately, I needed to wait about a week to be refunded, but luckily I had a buffer amount in my checking account. I was glad I didn't need to pay any overcharge fees because of their mistake. If I've learned anything from being an adult, it's that you can't always trust the systems above you to do their job. Whether it's banks, the government, your authority figures, whatever. Keep an eye on your accounts, check them every day, be sure that you aren't overcharged, and confirm that your account is safe. Same thing applies to other aspects of life. You gotta stay looking out for yourself because not a lot of people will. So those tips can be helpful for budgeting anytime, but you can carry over that budgeting mindset and system to your vacations so you aren't flying home with a sunburn and buyer's remorse. And those are my 10 tips for saving money while traveling. I hope these can help you get the best value out of your vacations that you're planning. Remember that planning ahead and researching beforehand will be your best tool for coordinating a trip within your budget. Now go travel the world like the adventurous baddie that you are. Thanks for listening to Mind Body Budget. I'll be back soon to share more personal growth tips.